What a final and what a victory by the Adelaide Crows last night over the Western Bulldogs. One of the most entertaining, certainly, games of the season and finals in recent memory. And Sam Jacobs played a pivotal part in that. And he joins us on the line. Congratulations, Sam. It was one hell of a game and it was one great victory in the end.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for having me as well, boys. But no, it was. It was very exciting, obviously, to watch as well, but to play in as well. It was obviously a free-flowing game and really high scoring, and that's what people want to see.
Yeah, well, we certainly did. We saw it last night. You saw it all too much in the first few minutes of the game. You must have got a bit of a fright when the Dogs got out so smartly, and you would have been pretty pleased to get back where you got so quickly.
Yeah, they did. They obviously started really well, and it caught us a bit off guard. But the thing with the Dogs is you know they're going to keep pressing and they're going to keep giving you chances to score the other way, and I felt we were able to do that. Probably from the mid to late part of the first quarter, and Eddie started off really well and he's able to give us a first quarter lead.
Sam, Terry Wallace here. Congratulations. Brilliant win for your football club and you all deserve absolute credit. What did happen in that early stage? I mean, 8-1 centre clearances is almost unheard of to have that much dominance out of the middle. Was it structurally? Were they just beating your boys to the drop of the footy? What was it early?
Yeah, is it? Tough one for our, because I felt I was getting my hand onto it early, but we weren't able to get the takeaway. I feel as a midfield group, and I'm a part of that as well, we're probably a little bit fumbly at times. So it felt like we were almost having first crack at it, but then the Bulldogs' pressure would enable them to take the ball away. So it wasn't anything glaring, but also continued on for most of the game. We saw Bulldogs' pressure around the stoppages was pretty good throughout the night.
It was clearly obvious you were being able to get out the back of them very, very quickly and easily. I mean, five goals at one stage from eight entries. That's remarkable stuff in itself as well. So were you aware of that once you sort of gained possession and got over the middle of the ground that you were able to get those deep entries?
Yeah, we did. We thought going into the week, you see it probably with the West Coast a bit, whether that's the Hawthorn model of Simpson and Beveridge, that they're really high-pressing team up the ground. And you saw it Friday night as well. If you're able to turn the ball over at half-back, you can really, expose them out the back, and that's what we're able to do. And we've got some really dynamic forwards who've got some pace behind them as well, and they were able to work in behind them. And, Eddie started off really well, but Tex and JJ and Charlie and Lynch and these blokes were able to get rewarded too.
Sam, well done on the win. Did you dodge a bullet in many ways? And I'm looking at the statistics, and are you lucky that you won the game?
Well, I'll read you out these just while we're here. Western Bulldogs were plus 44 disposals, plus 12 kicks, plus 17 marks, plus 3 contested possession, plus 45 uncontested possession, plus 5 frees, plus 19 tackles, plus 9 centre clearances, plus 20 clearances overall, plus 10 inside 50s and 3 more scoring shots.
It doesn't paint a too good a picture, does it? But I guess the thing in finals, and not only finals, but footy altogether, is you've got to be able to take your chances and convert when it matters. And unfortunately, the Dogs probably missed a few in that third quarter, which we were able to sort of capitalise on. And then, again, probably a little bit early in the last. And full credit to our forward line. Tex really stood up and he kicked goals when it mattered. Eddie kicked goals when it mattered. And probably a bloke who doesn't get much recognition for the moment is Rolly Knight.
Yeah.
You saw he kicked that really crucial goal in the second or the third quarter.
And then
he's able to kick that one from the boundary. So it's great reward for him, who's someone who works tremendously hard.
Is goal kicking, and you kick so well, is goal kicking, and it's hard to know what other teams do, Sam, but is there a particular emphasis on it at the Crows? Because your finishing was outstanding. I think 9 from 10 or 10 from 10 was your set shots, which was just incredible.
Yeah, David Teague's the one that deserves the credit with that. He's really really works hard with the forward guys and exposing them, I guess, as close as it can be to game day. Whether that's kicking under fatigue or kicking under pressure situations, they do work really hard with it. They're really close-knit our forward line, and they really push each other hard. And it's great to see him, you know, as I've mentioned before, get the reward on the big stage.
You need your senior players in finals, and particularly when they're tight, you've got to have your senior players step up. And, gee, I thought you know, Rory Sloane, Paddy Dangerfield, Scotty Thompson, yourself, and Big Tex, you know, look, you had a lot of good role players over the course of the game and some players that played some really good footy, but your senior blokes did actually stand up.
Yeah, and that's something Walshy really bought when he came to the club was, you know, to be a successful team, you need your best players playing, you know, at the big times. And that's what we were able to do last night. You know, the blokes you mentioned, Rory Sloane, is the way he presses the ball and tackles is outstanding. You saw Dangerfield take those contested marks near the end. And, you know, not only those blokes, but I feel everyone in the team had a critical moment throughout the game that helped, you know, with as well, winning that one-on-one with Jake Stringer. So that's something we're really focused in on, and that's winning those critical moments.
It's going to go up a notch or two next Friday night. I mean, that's the nature of finals. It just keeps ramping up and ramping up. What do you sense in your own mind? I know you'll do review over the next day or so, yeah. But what do you sense in your own mind you're going to need to be a bit better or a bit sharper at to still take it to another level?
I think cutting off Hawthorn's uncontested marks is crucial to beating them. You saw West Coast do that the other night. And, you know, they're a really well-skilled team, and obviously, you know, you don't have to look too far back to see how well-credentialed all their players are. So you know they're going to come out firing. It's up to us to start well, put some pressure on them early, and, you know, all those numbers that you listed before are some really, really standout numbers. You know, clearances I'm a big part of, and it's something we need to resurrect because we need to play the ball in our forward half.
Sam, you mentioned Walshy before. Can you give us some sort of insight into how the playing group have been able to stay together so well with such a focus and such a mission, getting that right balance between using it as an inspiration, I suppose, and taking his words and still putting them into practice versus what must have been just an emotionally fraught period of time that would still be very much with you?
Yeah, you know, we haven't changed a lot. Still, you know, definitely Phil Walsh's legacy, the way we're playing at the moment. You know, the game we went to Perth, you know, wasn't about win or loss. It was really about, you know, getting together and playing footy again, and that's what we did. And then we came back and we had the showdown the next week. And to get the win there by 3 points, and it really galvanised the group even more. You know, we really stuck together through the hard times, and I reckon what you see at the moment is 22 guys out there at the moment really playing for each other. You know, Campo's a big part of driving that as well. So we feel we're playing really good team footy at the moment. Everyone's playing their role.
And can you also tell us about the role that Campo's playing versus John Worsfold? Like how they divide up the duties, I suppose, and their relationships with the players?
Yeah, Wish is really there to challenge the coaches. You know, he's obviously been a part of the successful times as a player, as in a coach, and so he's there to really challenge the coach's game day, just to ask questions to make sure they're doing the right thing. From a player's point of view, he's there as a sounding board. You know, I know myself, I like to tap into him and speak to him about Dean Cox and, you know, some things he do that I might be able to learn off. And, you know, Campo, he's a really calming influence, Campo. You probably see that in the coach's box. And, you know, he's got some great relationships within the group now, you know, with every, you know, the first player to the 45th player on the list, and I think that's been one of his strengths.
Paddy Dangerfield, it's been a fascinating year. We've all sat back, we've all pondered, wondered, but he has not missed a beat. I mean, he just hasn't allowed any of the speculation or anything to impact him whatsoever.
No, he's pretty mentally strong, Paddy, from that side of things, isn't he? You know, he's been one of our biggest contributors this year, and you know, he's been fantastic through the whole tough period we went through. He was a real leader there, and you know, saw last night when the game was up for grabs, he was one that really stood up, as I mentioned, with those contested marks. So, you know, he's been absolutely fantastic, Paddy, and hopefully that's even staying on.
And Sam, before we let you go, Andy Marr's part of our commentary team, and he's just had a little break, and I just asked him if he wanted to say anything, and he just wrote a note. Just tell Sam, can he and Eddie come back to Carlton, please?
Well,
come
Jared
on, Waite's Source.
Jared Waite's got to play again today, so hopefully Waitey doesn't go too well
for him. Thanks, Sam. Great stuff last night, mate, and best of luck next week, and hopefully for the rest of the final series.
Thanks for the chat, boys. Cheers.
Sam Jacobs joining us there.